Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, my goodness. Evil Weasel Wednesday followed by Evil Weasel Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and back to Wednesday. I mean, goddamn, it's just what it is. It's also the second day... The second day of February 2022, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. See, it is currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for high up 40 degrees today. And it, I mean, it's the same thing. You look at the long range forecast, it's just icier in hell at night. You know, in the morning, like it was 12 or 14 this morning. And then, you know, it's warming up to 40 during the day and melting a little more snow, and then freezing like ice. I don't know. I think we're fucked if we don't get some more goddamn moisture. That being said, let's see what we're going to open this shit up with. We'll just come back in. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Yesterday, towards the end of the program, you know, we were talking about the prosecutions that are going to occur when we take this goddamn country back. And somebody came in and said, we'll prosecute the parents of those who raised them. Now, that is not correct. That's not how the common law would work. One of the planks of the Communist Manifesto for the takeover of this country is to break up the families, and they've done a hell of a fucking job of it. And a lot of the people who know what's going on have screamed it at their fucking children. Have seen their children fucking believe the goddamn stupid box and because they were subject to the indoctrination in the fucking public schools, have fucking actually disassociated themselves with their parents. If the parents were communist and they acted out as communists, they will be fucking convicted as communists or fascists. If the children, you did it, their children will face the fucking charge, not them. And everybody who fights for that fucking Bill of Rights is on the right fucking side of the fucking law. And, so I wanted to correct that. That being said, Biden will deploy 3,000 troops to Eastern Europe in a major show of force against Putin. Now, there's not a goddamn word in this whole article about COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. They are backpedaling. They are afraid. They're looking for ways out of this. And world wars have worked for them twice in a row. We can't let it happen this time. The people, this is the age of enlightenment on account of the fucking internet. Too many people know the fucking truth. We can't let them have this because they, I mean, you talk about Putin and fucking Biden. I'm like, God damn, I hate to even talk about him because he's not, it's not like he's, his mind is working in this fucking process past fucking doing what he's told by the Communist Committee that is controlling this fucking occupational government. But at any rate, fucking, I mean, I have seen Biden right on the stupid box say, I am a Zionist. And to pretend that him and Putin aren't a part of the same motherfucking international corporate mafia and they all want the same fucking thing, and that is the subjugation of the people of the world as slaves for the Zion Empire. So all of this shit here, I mean, it's what, like what it's always been. When things get, you know, the people start figuring them out and wanting to be fucking free of their tyranny, well, they just, well, we gotta have a fucking war. And so you come out and you'll fucking kill each other. I mean, they've done wiped out millions with the fucking COVID-19 that didn't exist. And then the goddamn biological agent that they've used to kill, like I said, millions across, God, we don't even know how many people have been killed by this shit. But, I mean, this is their fallback, and I can see him putting it in fucking place just in case he's in Putin and Biden. I mean, I'm sure he comes up and kisses the mummy when he sees him because he's a part of the goddamn cabal. It is an international cabal. They are of every fucking goddamn corporation that has taken over the fucking sovereign countries of the fucking peoples around this world. And they all want the same thing. They want us, the fucking people's population, cut down to a point to where they can control them absolutely, down to under 500 million. And then, you know, how many of that 500 million are going to be, you know, enforcers? And I mean, they're just going to have enough to fucking weight hand and foot on them to, you know, supply the parasites with the fucking food and comforts they want. And everybody else is going to be dead. And of course, to have the little baby so they can fucking pedophile them. At any rate, here's Biden will deploy 3,000 troops to Eastern Europe in a major show of force against Putin. Yeah, they really, God, it's like those Democrats and Republicans. They just fucking hate each other. This is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Now you have factions fighting with inside of this, attempted takeover of the world, attempted initiation of a new world order. Of course you do. They're going to be shuffling for fucking positions and power, power, power. But when it comes, it's just like when they come to a vote for the fucking Jews in this country, those Democrats and them Republicans, well, man, they're just fucking kissing cousins. They all agree. It's when it's comes down to issues, it's just keep a jumble of fucking bullshit out there so the people can't see what's right in front of their face, which is that Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute law of this fucking country, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791, which was added to a fraudulent fucking constitution that has no bind on us whatsoever because we did not consent to it. And they are using the two clauses in that, the commerce and the general welfare clause. That's what they've used to do all of this shit. Those two things. So we can just start writing laws because of general welfare. No, you fucking can't. You cannot violate that fucking Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights is absolute fucking law, and it is the highest law. It is the jurisdictional authority of we the people. And we're not going to allow it. Get the fuck out of our country. Give up your fucking one world fucking domination fucking dreams and fucking aspirations and go right straight to hell, because that's where we're going to send you. Anyway, this is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Joe Biden has approved deployment of 3,000 American troops to Eastern Europe in the coming days after Russian President Vladimir Putin, his butt buddy and his brother, accused the U.S. and NATO of trying to lure him into a war in Ukraine. Defense Department spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday 2,000 troops stationed in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, will deploy to Poland and Germany this week. another 1,000 troops, part of a German-based infantry striker squadron, will reposition to Romania at the North Atlantic Treaty Organization closest flanks. I mean, who writes this shit? They don't know the language. Closest flank to the Russians. The movements come after the West waits to see if Russia will invade Ukraine after moving at least 130,000 troops to its border. Now, see, when they're talking about invasion, they're talking about starting a goddamn world war. And 130,000 armed son of a bitches is something to behold. How many do we have, people? We can send millions, and we're not fucking doing anything. It's crazy. How would they face up to a fucking million man, just a 1 million man fucking army? But think about a 40 million man fucking army. We'll take this fucking place back overnight, but fuck, we have to do it. We have to understand who we are. We have to understand that we will be enforcing the absolute law this country has intended. That we will be doing our duty. President Biden put 8,500 troops on heightened alert last month in preparation for movement to Eastern Europe to help bolster the region against threats from Russia should NATO activists activate its response force. And this is putting this in place. This fucking COVID thing is going down the shitter on them. This whole thing's coming back to where they're looking at fucking ropes. They know it. They're looking at being put up against the wall. They know it. They're looking at fucking justice. They're looking at the law being enforced upon them by the fucking people who do fucking have the jurisdictional authority in this country to fucking eliminate this unlawful corporation that was put in place in 1871. And they're unlawful. Every unlawful goddamn statute or, ordinance, anything they've put in fucking place and call it, it's... without the authority to do so, in violation of the Ninth Article. In addition to the 2,000 troops deployed and movement of forces already in Europe, the Pentagon has also ordered several thousand more troops be put on standby for potential deployment. None of the troops are currently authorized to enter the Ukraine. And this is at the time they're telling us, we've got a list of 2 billion fucking or a billion fucking guns, gun cells, and we're going to start fucking tracing people. I mean, how many people do you really think they have? Because they don't have that goddamn many people. As soon as the people of this country realize how outnumbered they have the fucking enemy, my God, I mean, why would you put up with the tiniest little bit of shit from them? Why? And after they've already committed fucking crimes against humanity across this planet, why wouldn't you fucking hang them? Why wouldn't you enforce the fucking law? They take what you're talking about here, 130, 140,000 troops over and get a little war going and make it a bigger war and a bigger war. And pretty soon there fucking ain't enough fucking all our people out fighting for the homeland while they're fighting for their fatherland and the others are fighting for their goddamn motherland when it's all the same fucking cabal. They're not going out and getting killed. The fucking we the people are. We have to fucking refuse it. We have to say, it reminds me of back when Desert Dust won, when fucking Saddam Hussein came out and challenged George Bush to bring his administration, just him and his administration, and he'd bring his administration and himself, and they would just fucking shoot it out at a goddamn predetermined location. They said that's crazy. How many people were fucking killed for no goddamn reason for a fucking lie because there was no depleted uranium? Isn't that crazier? I mean, isn't that the craziest goddamn thing? If these people have a fucking beef with one another, these fucking corporate cocksuckers have a beef with one another, let them get their fucking pistols out, meet each other somewhere and kill each other. Do you think I care? Do you care? No, we'd be happy to be rid of the son of a bitches. That's what we're going to have to do is get rid of the son of a bitch and criminal element in this goddamn country, which is the communist and the fucking fascist. But that's never how it has worked, is it? No, these motherfuckers, they fucking get a war fucking going and, hundreds of thousands or millions of people are fucking killed. for a fucking something. Most of them don't even know why they're fucking there. It's just like in Vietnam. What are we doing here? World War One and World War Two. Fucking lies. It was all fucking lies. We had no fucking interests over there in their fucking war in Europe. It was just a way to fucking grab more fucking power and to fucking get rid of more fucking people that would stand up and fucking stop the son of a bitches. But here we go. I mean, they're putting the pieces in place, and they're also doing it over there, you know, with China. You know, we got to prepare for a war with China because of their bases, and they're going to invade Taiwan at the same time that these guys invade what the hell they're going to invade here, Ukraine. I mean, get a world war going. I mean, this is how fucking scared they are. And the fact that they're all fucking making the right fucking moves to put the people in place to kill. So we'll kill each other off. Plain and simple. All you people around the world, that's what they want. They want us to kill each other off so that they can get us down to a number that they can fucking control. Because they can't control what's here right now. If the fucking people just listen to themselves as individuals. Just fight as individuals. You wipe their ass out. Think about it. Look at the goddamn numbers. Don't look at the numbers they put in front of you. Look at the true fucking numbers of how many of us there are. And what our interest is around the world. Nobody wants to be a fucking slave or anywhere around this goddamn world. So who should you be fighting? Should we be killing one another? Or should we be killing the son of a bitch that's trying to enslave us? The son of a bitches that are trying to enslave us. At any rate. Let's see here. We did that, okay. Where were we? None of the troops are currently authorized to enter Ukraine. It was 4 or 5 years ago, back, you know, when they said that the Russians tried to invade the Ukraine, and that's a fucking lie. The Ukrainians came across the Russian border into fucking Russia, and they just had their second stringers out there, and they kicked their ass back across the fucking border, but they stopped at the fucking border of Ukraine. The people who are trying to fucking start this fucking shit are the people who are going to hang for fucking what they have done to the goddamn people of this world. They're trying to find any way away from that goddamn noose. And then I guarantee you, after we've all killed millions of each other, they will come. None of them will fucking die. And whoever ends up being the loser or the winner or in this spot or that spot, they're not going to fucking die. They're not. It's just like the Civil War. This what they called the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression. When it was all over, you know, how many people fucking died? Regular folks fucking out there doing the right thing, fighting for their rights, fighting for freedom, fighting for liberty. And how many died at the behest of the fucking commands that they were given by a supposed fucking government a government that had no authority over either side of them? And then you look at Jefferson Davis and you look at Robert E. Lee. Now, when it was all over, were they hung for treason? Hell no. Did they die? Hell no. They went on and lived the rest of their lives in comfort, I'm sure. We got to fucking stop this shit. When you do that, we have demeaned ourselves. It's all right for us to get killed by the hundreds of thousands, but these fuckers, I mean, it's just like that too big to fail, too big to jail bullshit. It's bullshit. Do you think yourself less than some son of a bitch just because of the clothes he's wearing and because he's a fucking sneaking ass Jew Zionist fucking criminal manipulating fucking it from this angle and that angle? These motherfuckers are butt buddies, I guarantee you. They're doing this to gain control, to gain more power, to consolidate more power. Because they want to rule the fucking world from a Zion empire where the old Ottoman Empire used to be. It's pretty goddamn simple. And the crown heads of Europe are a part of it. The Rothschilds are a part of it. They're all fucking a part of it. They're all Zionist fucking Jews. None of the troops are currently authorized to enter the Ukraine. As part of the effort to reassure the Kremlin about the threat it is facing, U.S. diplomats say they are willing to give Russia access to NATO bases in Poland and Romania to confirm that no Tomahawk cruise missiles are based there. How does this, I mean, what the fuck, that seems like you'd want them to wonder. But make sure we're all friends here, man. We just got to kill off this fucking population. The goddamn population's too big. I mean, it could fucking take all our mountains of fucking gold away from us with a little effort. Because there's so many goddamn hands to do the work. We have to cut this goddamn population down to a manageable fucking size. And so we're going to work together. And I'm going to pretend I'm pissed at you. You're going to pretend you're pissed at me. And Biden saying, well, we got to guard that Ukrainian border. While our fucking border is being overrun with people who intend to fucking kill us. I mean, is there anybody out there that can't see this? Is what I'm wondering. You'd have to be fucking blind, deaf, and stupid. As part of efforts to ensure the Kremlin about, yeah, we did that, okay. Biden signed off on the plan for troop movement after meeting with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, on Tuesday. The U.S. has already sent millions of military aid in at least six shipments to Kiev. See that? I mean, this is just like, why are you doing this? Or do we want to be involved in a third world war? Really? Do we want to, as an individual human being, all you human people listen to this broadcast around the world? Fuck, it's translated into other languages. Do you want to another fucking world war where fucking your sons and daughters, where your families are tore apart and your families are killed or maimed? And then at the end of it, you're fucking more enslaved than you were at the fucking beginning. I don't think we want to be a part of this. And we got to let these son of a bitches know you can send 130,000 goddamn idiots up there if you want to. But that's all you're getting. The rest of us are going to come after you. If each fucking country just took care of its own fucking, cleaned up its own backyard, took care of its own fucking goddamn problem, which is the goddamn corporation that is fucking the totalitarian goddamn monarchical fucking dictatorship that is, like I said, consolidating and consolidating and consolidating to the point to where it will be consolidated as one fucking ruler in fucking Zion, which will be right in goddamn Jerusalem. But the whole goddamn Ottoman Empire will be the fucking base of fucking operations. Make no mistake about it. And they will be, Goyim? You really think they give a shit about your life? If there's any fights out there, you know, it's like going, when the thing in Iraq, you know, going in and committing genocide in fucking Iraq. What was that about, guys? Can somebody explain to me why all those fucking little children were fucking bombed? Why Iraq was bombed back into the third? Can somebody tell me why that happened? Oh, I can tell you what the aftermath, what came in the aftermath is a pipeline from fucking Iraq to Israel to take the fucking goddamn oil, the resources, to make a bigger pile of fucking gold as we're giving goddamn aid to fucking China. We're giving aid to fucking Israel. They all fucking, I mean, these are fucking, they got more than we got. Our people are living under goddamn freeway fucking interchanges. American nationals who can trace their lineage in this country back to the fucking before the United States of America. And clear, I mean, fucking, most of us got fucking some Indian blood in us, so we've been here for fucking ever. Will the people be that stupid? I guess that's the fucking question. The U.S. has already sent millions of military. Okay. President Vladimir Putin's government has deployed a huge force of up to 130,000. That's a huge force, people. What kind of fucking force can we fucking throw at them? What kind of force can we throw at them? And we got half, we got over half the military on our side too. And we would solve this. We could have peace. So that we could fucking enjoy what fucking belongs to us. Take back what belongs to us. Prosecute the goddamn murdering son of a bitches that have committed world genocide. Nothing but good could come of it. That's why I say when you have these things where, you know, like the trucker thing up there in Canada, 150 or 50,000 trucks. And that's your number? I mean, how many people do you have up there? How many people do we have in the United States? I mean, you see some of these, well, they came down to the Capitol and they had their guns on their backs. They're goddamn so bright. They couldn't put the cameras on them. They had to shade the fucking area so that the goddamn shine wouldn't fucking knock them down. And they just walked back and forth. 20. Oh, a big one, 200. What the fuck? We not even 130,000 is a fucking a massive force that you're supposed to fear that could start a fucking world war. We can't muster that. We can't muster, like I said at that one protest, it's been quite a few years ago, but there was 2 million. They were bussed in by fucking the Koch brothers. I'll admit it. The false right paradigm that did it. But there were 2 million fucking people. They couldn't do nothing about it. Just occupying the goddamn streets. What if you went to fight? What if you took that fucking gun to fucking kill a goddamn communist or kill a goddamn fascist that is in absolute violation of your law and trying to fucking enslave you? How would that fucking look? It would be a slaughter. But you gotta fucking do it. I mean, we gotta do it. I mean, these fuckers, they're planning on an out here. In the confusion of the fucking world war involving China, the United States, Russia, Europe, the whole goddamn world, they could hide for a long fucking time before we'd have the time to go hunt their spidey holes out. Couldn't they? And that's what this fucking looks like to me. Huge force of 130 troops backed by tanks and artillery near the Ukraine border. You think of the tanks and artillery just left in Afghanistan. I was thinking about that the other day, talking about the starvation that's going on there. It's just like Venezuela. Fucking Afghanistan has rare earth fucking minerals. They're fucking filthy fucking rich. But who left the goddamn tank? Whose idea was it to leave a fucking intact goddamn arsenal? I mean, an arsenal that made them a fucking force to be reckoned with. Was that the trade-off for the goddamn rare earth minerals while the people fucking starve that fucking own them? Just a handful? Get the goody, and then the rest of the people can go fuck themselves? There's no way that goddamn anybody in Afghanistan should be starving. They are one of two places, them and China, that fucking have the rare earth fucking minerals. And they're fucking worth a plenty of fucking money to fucking feed their people and take care of their people if the people just had control of it. And then goddamn commerce, international commerce wasn't controlled by the international corporate fucking mafia. You can have all the fucking resources you want. Look at Venezuela. Well, everybody's going to boycott you and want you starve. Yeah, you got that pile of gold, we're not going to do no business with you. We'll wait till you're fucking starved to death and we'll just come in and take the fucking gold. These motherfuckers have to be destroyed. At some point, if it stays like it is, we have to go on the fucking offensive here. Or they'll just fucking sit and wait and want you fucking starve. But I think that, you know, just the people starving, this is a big goddamn country. And then loads of fucking Chinese fucking markings on the trucks going by with the fucking grain headed for fucking China. That's going to be tough to fucking pass up when your fucking belly's touching your fucking backbone, ain't it? Are we going to be forced into every goddamn move, or is somebody going to make some fucking plans and do something? You can't say that you don't know what the fucking remedy is. For many years, you could. For 30 fucking years, you get like, God damn, but what do you do? How do you get it? Anything? I mean, this answer was right there all the time, wasn't it? That fucking Bill of Rights. That's your goddamn authority to fucking enforce your fucking law and take out the fucking criminals. It's always been there. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I lied and told her I loved you.
she didn't care, but anyway. I told her we'd still be friends, and she didn't care, but anyway. I tried last week but to call her, she wasn't home, but anyway. I think I'll spend my last, Lord, I really don't care right now. But anyway, the state of affairs and the state of emotion, the kind of thing that you must understand. I tell you a thing, you tell me another, we walk away, maybe then shake hands. But anyway, I don't think that TV was joking when it told me this, but anyway, the newsman said not to sit on the street toilet seats, it's my life he's trying to save. But anyway, I found out that I got a cancer, too many television waves. But anyway, the state of affairs and the state of emotion, kind of thing that you must understand. I'll tell you one thing, you tell me another, we walk away, maybe then shake hands. But anyway, I think the past is behind us. We're real confusing in that. But anyway, I put all my hope in tomorrow. It's gonna be great, I can tell. But anyway, I see a new day is dawning. I'll have to see it later. Well, but anyway, it's a state of affairs, a state of emotion, the kind of thing that you must understand. I tell you one thing, you tell me another. We walk away, maybe then shake hands.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I am your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time. That was Blues Travelers, but anyway. And that's been fucking too long. It's time to be something. We were talking about, setting up the Third World War because these fuckers are losing. I mean, they've tried something. They tried a fucking con and they've killed people. They've killed enough people to get them all fucking executed. And when it gets to that fucking point, they will fucking try to have millions of us kill millions of others of us to distract us from the fact that we only need to kill a fucking handful. I mean, you talk about the Ukraine and fucking goddamn Russia. It's a handful on both sides of the fucking border controlling the fucking people who could get along. You think about it like this. The population of this country, this world is surviving. And that's with them stealing 95 cents of every fucking dollar. You just wipe this little fucking handful of pricks out. And goddamn, everybody's can be happy. Everybody can have something. They don't want it. And that's not what communists are all. To each his ability, to each his need. Horse shit. Tell me about that. Tell me about that in red, communist fucking Russia. Where they're here, fucking billionaire. Fucking Russians. Oh, there's billionaires in communism? Yeah. They're capitalists too. It's all fucking capitalism. And you've even been turned into a goddamn commodity. Wake up, world. I swear to God, wake up and crush these motherfuckers. And man, just how would it be to have one day of fucking world peace? What a fucking thought. And these son of a bitches, that's what they try to, preach when they're running for office, or they're fucking gonna, you know, when they step up on the fucking stage, oh, we're just looking for world peace. You're a lying motherfucker. The only way you stay in power is through fucking conflict. Through us killing one another for you. Well, I'm not gonna kill my own people for you motherfuckers. I'll kill you. What else we got here? New York City's blueprint to end gun violence will violate Second, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights. This is from Ammo Land. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And sure it will. What do you think you're going to throw in some fucking surprises out here? We're all going to gasp or something? Every fucking day you throw some more of this fucking horse shit out here. What you need to do is fucking try it. You need to fucking do it, you son of a bitches. You know you can't. This is just a fucking delaying tactic. And if it fucking fails, if all else fails, you will go for that third world war. But will we kill each other for you? I'm not gonna. Anyway, this is from Ammo Land, sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. President Biden has announced that he will travel to New York City to meet with newly sworn in Mayor Eric Adams to discuss the huge crime wave that is sweeping across New York and other parts of the country. Could that be because of the huge fucking influx of fucking foreigners from places like fucking Honduras, which is the fucking, and Guatemala, which are the world capitals of fucking crime? Could it be because of that? I mean, they tried this shit like 3 years ago. Remember that we have a crime wave, so they wanted to start this fucking, to try to put these fucking red flag laws and all this shit fucking, you know, trying to fucking take your goddamn guns away, because that's what they fucking fear. But then, you know, it was easily pointed out, the statistics, we looked at the thing, well, actually crimes dropped 15% in the last fucking, 4 or 5 years, I can't remember what it was. And it was just a fucking fact. And they just, boom, it just got quiet. They didn't talk about it no more. And I said back then, I said, so they'll fucking import the fucking violence. Once they get enough fucking, assholes from other countries that are fucking killers in here, yeah, you're gonna have a goddamn crime wave. You're gonna have a fucking crime wave involving fucking shootings, guns. They created it. I told you they would create it, and they fucking did it. And now they're sitting here talking, well, we're going to have to take your guns because we created this fucking crisis. And the only way to solve it is to get your guns, and then we can kill you. You think you're going to get any guns away from us? You're out of your fucking mind. Like I said yesterday, you know we're a billion a mark. Get on it, dudes. See how far you get before you don't have one motherfucker left that'll fucking, burn their goddamn costumes and tell you to shove your fucking check up your ass. It ain't fucking worth it. If only one's getting killed at each fucking attempt to confiscate, fucking, it ain't gonna take long. There's a fucking billion. There's 2 billion. Because there was a billion before you've been tracing these. And then there's fucking probably, God knows how many goddamn guns are in this country. I mean, guns from clear back to 100 years ago, 150 years ago, are still quite operable. You're looking at, an M1 Grand, 70 years old. But that son of a bitch will still spit those bullets out there 1,000 fucking yards, and they'll kill. How many of them are out here? How many ghost guns? You don't have a fucking clue. That's why you will not come at us like this, because you know what's going to happen. You're going to have to run. And once you run, I mean, you ain't going to be able to orchestrate a world war hiding in a fucking spider hole. So you see this war shit kicking off, you'll know why. New York City with newly sworn in Mayor Eric Adams to discuss the huge crime wave that is sweeping across New York and other parts of the country. Yeah, just sweeping across and being flown in by planes from other fucking countries. Hell yes. MS-13, hell yes. You can get that fucking fentanyl across the goddamn border, but you can't get no goddamn fucking pharmaceuticals for the people who need them. Did you ever think about that? Or like Canada. Canada, I mean, they got the same thing with fentanyl, that fucking shit, you know, Chinese make, or they'll tell you. Yeah, the Chinese are making fentanyl and taking it to Mexico. Actually, and they're Mexicans to learn how to make it too, and they're fucking poisoning us. And this poison, oh wait, we can get that across the border, no fucking problem. Hell, we got the fucking United States corporate fucking criminal cabal fucking assisting us. Fuck, our shipments aren't touched. But you try to, I mean, like the goddamn Canucks, try to get some guns up there and see what happens. Well, I'll bet they'd be all over that fucking shit like white on rice, wouldn't they? These officials refuse to admit that that New York State and New York City in particular have some of the most severe restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms of any jurisdiction. They're not a fucking jurisdiction. They're a fucking illegal jurisdiction. They're operating under an admiralty fucking martial law fucking jurisdiction. But your fucking laws violate our fucking laws, and we're the ones in fucking charge here. It's our fucking country. We are autonomous and apart from you. You're supposed to be our bitches. So you can't have no fucking jurisdiction over us unless you come at us as fucking individuals in your individual capacity in a common law fucking court and you follow the fucking procedures. And then you better have a goddamn cause or your ass end up hanging out in front of the fucking courthouse. They know this shit, people. We sit up here and we say it over and over and over again. They've known this all along. And a lot of the fucking people that called themselves patriots, 30 fucking years doing nothing, they knew it too. But now the fucking, because of the internet, this is an age of enlightenment. That fucking Bill of Rights is getting stronger every day, so you're going to see more fucking weirdo fucking shit like this. The officials refuse to admit that New York State, New York City in particular, have some of the most severe restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. You cannot have no restrictions. You're in violation of the fucking law. I've read the law to you 1,000 fucking times. You've got it fucking in your goddamn filing cabinet. The supreme superior law of this fucking land says, no, you cannot. But that law has to be enforced. And they got goddamn guns with big clips. They got the fucking arsenals out of hell that you bought and paid for them. Are you going to give them your goddamn guns? Are you going to become like Australia? Or like Canada where all you can do is scream and shout and say, don't do it no more. Please stop or I'll say stop again. Fuck them bastards.
They go together.
You need to turn up, Charlie. God, it's hard to hear you.
the most control and the most crime.
Well, hell yes. Yeah, the more crime, the more control. The more guns they get out of people's hands, the more they can control people without guns. They can't control people with guns because they'll fucking shoot them. I mean, God damn it, this is as simple as the fucking 0 + 0 + 0 = 0. No fucking difference. I mean, this is duh.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I saw that article. I found that interesting, being over here in New York, and it made me wonder a lot of things. I mean, obviously, we all know what, you know, the second article is it doesn't allow room for any kind of gun law, any weapons law, anything. We know that. Yep. My concern is, and we spoke about this, is, will the people now, and, you know, like I said, I'm here, I'm on the ground in New York. I can tell you, you know, what this place is, how it is here, and, you know, what these fucking politicians here are all about and shit. But I'm concerned about the people here. And I wonder how far they're going to take this thing with this fucking prick Biden saying that he wants to come here and talk to the supposed mayor, Eric Adams. I want to see how far they're going to take this because, you know, if we've noticed anything, they're moving forward very fast. You look around the world, this is not just happening over here. They're moving forward very fast, and I think they're planning something really big, and I would like to see what the American people at large are going to do about something if they really try to push it. Because New York is no stranger to these fucking liberals and their gun laws and all of that bullshit. But, you know, I think they're really going to try to push this one a lot further than they have with others.
Well, brother.
And, you know, I noticed a trend in the news lately, and I made comment about this, is this whole first in the nation bullshit. Uh-huh. Ever since this, you know, COVID scam came up, we've been hearing a lot of these first in the nation things going on, and we've been hearing people like Cuomo and what's the one over there, and I think Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, and you know, Whitmer, and a lot of other people, and how they're coming out and talking very brazen against people. You know, it's kind of like they're trying to let you know, like, listen, this is our big push. We're gonna go full force. We're gonna take everything from you. And we're going to show you, you know, if you try to do anything about it, we're going to cripple your economies. We're going to starve you out. We're gonna, all kinds of shit like that. So that's why I said I'm very interested in seeing where this goes. And I will be following this. I'm hoping to maybe find out when they're going to have their so-called meetings. And, you know, maybe I'll be able to be over there and see something myself with my own eyes and be able to talk. And if anybody steps up, if anybody has the balls to step up and get in these motherfuckers' faces like I plan on doing. But I am going to try to do that. I just like wanted to say, you know, I think with this whole First in the Nation shit going on, I think they're going to try to push something big with this. And I don't think it's going to stop here at all.
Well, I say good to that. And as far as how far is it going to get, I think you already know the answer to that. That's a simple one.
Yeah, I do.
It's going to get as far as they allow it. Because we've never had to allow none of this shit. It's gonna be who's got the fucking balls and who's gonna fucking step up and fucking be an American and put their goddamn liberty before their life. That's all they gotta do. I mean, goddamn it, we outnumber them 1,000 to 1. This whole thing, idea. I think they're just throwing this fucking shit out here. You know, they said they were gonna take all the clips, you know, the big, high capacity clips, and they were gonna take all the guns. How many have they got? And they were gonna take all the bump stocks. How many have they got? And they said it with goddamn determination. Yes, we are going to do this. Well, if you try it, I mean, the people in New York should be at the position. You try it, you die. We will use these fucking guns on your ass, and you don't have enough fucking people to whip us. So get the fuck out of our face and get your fucking corporation the fuck out of our state, out of our city, and we're going to start over again.
I hope so. Like I said, I plan on making some time to head over there, and if I can, if there's anybody who's gonna stand with me, I plan on making some time to go over there and seeing what I can do, what I can say, who I can talk to. But I definitely plan on being involved in this, and however far it has to go.
Well, if there's any,
however far it has to go,
brother, if there's anything that is put together, it's going to be fucking controlled, and you know it. The bottom line is, I mean, if going to talk to these pricks is, I mean, that's in the past. People need to start as individuals attacking these motherfuckers. They are guilty as goddamn sin. They intend to kill you. If somebody intends to kill you, you want to get the drop on them, I think. And the people, and that's what the people should be doing as individuals. I mean, we had an article a couple of days ago talking about, you know, see something, say something, you know, somebody's telling their goodbyes and are posing with guns on, their fucking, on the sites and the internet, and all these fucking signs, and you're supposed to call them up and tell them, oh, I think he's gonna go and, you know, do something. He's a domestic terrorist kind of shit. But it's going nowhere. Nothing they have tried has worked. You have to agree with that.
Yeah, I do.
So if nothing that they have tried has worked, the people aren't saying yes. They just ain't being forced to fucking, well, they're saying no, but they ain't being forced to back it yet. So that's what will tell the tale. What will happen is what they allow to fucking happen. They allow nothing to happen. Nothing will fucking happen, but a bunch of fucking traitors will get shot the fuck out of New York. If they fucking bend over and take it in the ass, they're going to have a sore ass. That's just all there is to it. Oh man, it's what a hell of a fucking generation we grew up in, huh, brother?
Yeah.
Oh man. Anyway, we'll go into this a little more. These officials refuse to admit that New York State and New York City in particular have some of the most severe restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms of any jurisdiction. You don't have no goddamn U.S. jurisdiction there. You got a big U and you got a big S. And that means you guys, you handful of son of a bitches. We, the fucking multitudes, we have the fucking jurisdiction. We have the goddamn law behind us to wipe your fucking asses out. Anyone who wants to own a handgun is first required. You cannot require anybody to do anything. I can read at a third grade level. I can read that second article. And I can read that ninth article that says you can never have the fucking authority to require shit. You cannot disparage it. You cannot deny it. You just have to stay out of the fucking way of it. And keep your mouth shut unless you're saying something to affirm it. You better keep your mouth shut or you're committing treason and you're asking to get a rope put around your goddamn neck. Or put up against the fucking wall. Anyway, each handgun must be registered and listed as on that license, and that is just to keep a gun at home. I mean, God damn it, what about shall not be infringed, period. You people can't have to know that that is the goddamn law. That is fucking the highest law in this land. That is your freedom. That is your fucking liberty. If you allow it to be breached, if you allow it to be fucking, you allow these criminals to fucking violate your law, you're gonna get it. They're gonna do to you exactly what they wanna fucking do, just like they are in Australia, just like in Germany, where they're threatening to fucking kill people who fucking won't take the goddamn vaccine. These are the same son of a bitches. There's no difference around this world in the members of the international corporate mafia. What used to be countries are now fucking goddamn districts. And they're all being controlled by fucking corporations, you know, different corporations. And a corporation isn't about, it's just like the Forest Service. Before they were a corporation, it was their duty to fucking preserve the land for the fucking future generations. That's how they sold that piece of shit to the people. Well, that's a pretty good idea. Yeah, we want to take care of our land. We didn't need to hire nobody to do it. We have plenty of hands to do it. You know how much fucking trash I picked out of the fucking forest, off the fucking banks of the rivers, off the banks of the fucking lakes, myself? If we care about our fucking land, we take care of it. We don't need to hire somebody to do, I mean, that's really what our problem is dependency on it's not even government, dependency on the fucking corporation. Now, oh, gee, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I could get across the fucking hill without the corporation, without a god. You know, I see it here, you know, in the mountains and stuff, places that are so fucking desolate. And you go there and here's three or four fucking brand new truck, California fucking plates on them. They have classes down here in Klamath Falls that teach people how to fucking go out into the wilderness with four-wheel drives, teach them how to use the, what the hell is it, you know, the fucking computer thing, GPS, yeah. GPS. How to use GPS and to ride in groups. And the part of the class, of course, is if you see something out there that looks like somebody might be breaking the law, do call in. Do call in and report it because it's your duty to. And I mean, these son of a bitches come out of California. They ain't never seen the fucking woods before in their life, but they can reach your most sacred fucking spot because it's on because of a topo map and a goddamn GPS, device. It ain't like they gotta fucking even find it by a map, you know, by using a compass and fucking, marking the mileage and go up and actually find a place. You know, before these fucking GPS maps, it was a flat fucking map and it was even harder. But, all the roads were numbered and stuff, but you get up in there and people get lost. They just didn't go that far up in the goddamn mountains because they get lost. And it used to be, it wasn't that long ago, man. I'm 60, but when I was 20, you go out onto the old reservation and out into the Heart Mountain Refuge, you better have a couple of fucking rigs. And you better have extra fucking gas. Or you might not make it back fucking out of there because it was so fucking desolate. Now you go out there and it's goddamn Winnebago, Winnebago. Hell, there ain't nobody going to be in danger here. You can walk over and knew somebody. I mean, it's insane. They have ruined every goddamn thing we hold fucking precious. And now they're fucking trying to fucking, you're going to take our guns? You've done did more than I could ever believe you could have done with us having guns. What would you do if we didn't have any? Look at Australia. They say, come on and do it, motherfucker. And then when they come to do it, you fucking fight. If you have to die for your fucking liberty or your children's liberty, well, your fucking ancestors did it. They had the fucking balls. Or we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here talking to you on this goddamn microphone. And that's a fact. We would be all fucking carrying British fucking passports. We would be the fucking ragged ass clothes and we'd be bringing rabbits to pay taxes with. Because all the fucking wealth would already be, it just automatically belong to the fucking king or queen or one of the crown heads of fucking Europe. Same with Canada. It would be France, probably. At any rate, fucking, it's on us. It's always been on us. We've always had the power to stop it. It's just how much will you fucking take? What's it gonna take to fucking flip your fucking switch? They talk about this being triggered shit. What's it going to take to trigger you? Your kid getting chopped up by some son of a bitch from Honduras that they flew to your fucking community on your fucking buck? Is that going to piss you off enough to do something? To do anything? Or are you just going to get the lawsuit and sue and actually fucking just take more of the fucking money that's being stolen from, you know, the fella next door that's working his ass off trying to keep a roof over his fucking head? Because they don't pay. The people who cause this shit never fucking pay. You pay them always. Anyway, we're
hey,
talking. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you know what? When you brought up on the first half of the show about, you know, why people aren't doing anything, and that really resonated with me, man, because as you sit down and you watch you watch videos and stuff, and you see how government and the police get violent with people, and you have all these panty waists, you know, the guys that wear the panties, they are, don't be violent. Don't be violent. That is the main problem. They think they're going to get their freedom laid to them in a bed of feathers. It's not going to happen. We're going to have to take our freedom back by force.
Yep.
Hell, the government used force on us all the time, and you want to tell me not to get violent? I mean, this is what's wrong. People want to go the easy route. They want ease. They want paperwork. They want a handshake, and they want easy. People like this, they want to enslave you. What part of that people don't understand? They want to enslave you. They don't care. And they laugh at you when they say, you can't have violence.
Exactly, man. You know, even in my dad's day, when my dad was, say, in his 20s or 30s, I could not imagine fucking three cops being beaten on a woman that fucking, so the men would have just, whoever was walking down the street would just went up and started fucking beating the hell out of the cops. They would have done it. And not give a shit because they knew they were in the goddamn right and that's all that fucking mattered to them. And they knew that, fucking, you know, that better judged by fucking 12 than carried by 6 thing. Fucking go ahead, take me to court. You were beating a fucking woman and then you would have had a jury even in the admiralty. Why did you do it? Well, I come here and three of them were beating the hell out of this woman. They'd be demanding that the goddamn cops be arrested and fucking goddamn prosecuted. But they're not even that anymore. I mean, this is pure fucking goddamn mercenaries is what's out there. And they wonder why the people are fucking killing them, because they're fucking mercenaries. They're goddamn animals. They're criminals. They're dangerous. They're like a rabid dog. And that's what...
You're 100% right.
Yep.
You know, I was just, you know, watching the video, man, and it was like, I don't know, I guess it was in Australia or something, a day or two ago. And, you know, it was more than them surrounding the police.
Yeah.
And I heard a guy on there, he's saying, don't show any aggressiveness. Now they have the police surrounded, and the police just walking people down, pushing them down, and handcuffing them.
Yep.
I'm thinking to myself, you assholes over there, I hate to say this, but I don't feel sorry for y'all anymore. That's what you get. You have them outnumbered, and you have them surrounded. And you want to talk about don't show no aggressive? I mean, don't be aggressive at all. And they just walking you down because you protesting.
Yep.
I don't protest, first of all. I make war.
You goddamn right.
I'm not going to sit up here and beg nobody for nothing.
Nope. I will not plead with the queen for my fucking rights that are mine absolute, and I own them already. You come to fucking violate them, I'll blast your fucking ass. That's all there is to it. And I'm not going to violence. How dare they even bring it up? God almighty, look at the fucking violence we have seen over on the fucking net that they have committed on innocent people. Kelly Thomas! And those motherfuckers walked! Still, I mean, the guy's got, he's sitting there on the sidewalk, he can't harm anybody, he has handcuffs on, he's not saying a goddamn word, and this sick in the head, son of a bitch, is putting on a goddamn rubber glove and saying, I'm gonna fuck you up. And they beat that man to death handcuffed on the fucking sidewalk. And they got away with it. They've been getting away with it too long. That's why they keep doing it. Because there's no consequence to their action. Until we fucking stop allowing it, it is gonna get worse and worse every fucking day. And we're gonna have to do it as individuals. Because you fucking, try to get three people together, two of them are going to be FBI. As soon as, you know, you try to reach out, if you're not reaching out to somebody you've known all your fucking life and can trust with your life, you're a fool. You're better off to do it yourself. If each person that is sick of this shit did one fucking thing, it'd be over. And they wouldn't have to, you didn't have to have no huge fucking army. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say,
it's first off, I don't know who that is talking, but I agree 100%. I've said this many times, you know, that we become, when we think aggressive or violence, it has no place. You know, a lot of people feel like it has no place. No, it absolutely does have a place. What it comes down to is it's a game of semantics. Yep. You're playing with words and the means. When people hear violence or, you know, being aggressive, they mistake that with being the aggressor, and that's not the case. To aggressively defend yourself, to aggressively go after those who are aggressing towards you, is not being the aggressor. And it takes violence to handle that. This is the only language these people know. That's a fact. No one's going to change my mind about that. They don't understand pleading. Pleading is what they want you to do while you're being Kelly Thomas. They love to hear that shit. Yep. They don't want to hear, any plea to fix the situation. No, they want to come after you with violence. This is what they're paid for. This is what the government, you know, does. This is what these people do by nature. So violence absolutely has a place. I will say that to the day I die. Violence has a place every day in our lives. We have to violently and aggressively defend ourselves. And until more people learn that and learn to get away from the, you know, like I said, the game of semantics behind it, they got to educate themselves on, you know, what these things mean. They're going to fall into that. Yeah, I hate to say it this way, but like I see a lot of Judeo-Christian people always preaching that, oh, nonviolence and non-aggressive, but they're not preaching non-aggressor. They're just trying to tell you, be a pacifist.
God damn it, they've done this in two generations.
Exactly.
And that's Dion you're talking to. But if fucking, you know, check it out. You're like when we were little kids, and you know, that's what your parents taught you. This comes down to the bully on the playground. Taking your fucking lunch money. Is he gonna stop because you tell, whine, or you tell him it's wrong, or, you don't add beg and plead? Or you gotta bust the fucker's nose and then he stops. I mean, we were taught to fucking, somebody pushed you, you pushed back. That was fucking on Andy Griffith. You know, Opie, fucking his bully that he had to face. That was, part of goddamn the fucking programming that was even on the fucking stupid box. Though they were slipping it in because old Andy, I watched those old episodes and I see him violating the fucking Bill of Rights fucking left and fucking right. They were slipping it in, but at the same time, fucking trying to pretend like they were all American show because they're telling, you know, stick up for yourself. Don't let nobody fucking bully you. Don't let anybody take your fucking lunch money. But it's just, and this has only been a couple of generations, and the thing is, we're still here. I'm still here. You're still here. Dion's still here. There's fucking millions of us that are still here that know better, that aren't going to be fucking pushed, that are not going to be fucking pushed down and beaten, are not going to stand there and want you beat a goddamn woman. We'll fucking put bullets in your ass if you do it. You will not fucking do this to our people. You're breaking our law. You are criminals, and you're going to be prosecuted, and we're going to see that you get justice for what you have done. You mercenary son of a bitches, and you fuckers that hired him. You Zionist pig shit-eating motherfuckers. Anyways, guys, we're past the top of the hour, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, we know what's going on. I mean, they can throw this shit out there if they want. Like you said, Jamal, you're going to have to wait and see. But it's going to come down to, I swear it's going to come down to individuals, because they just have enough people in enough spots as rats. And what's going to need to happen in this country, everybody that's caught fucking ratting, if you're caught fucking ratting, you're skinned alive and just let go. I mean, and everybody's going to know you're a fucking rat, and you're not going to have an inch of skin on your goddamn body. You'll live in hell the rest of your fucking days. And that's what needs to be happening right now, because these are the cocksuckers that are causing the fucking problem. Anyways, that is the word from the trenches, guys. Have a nice day.